Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Long lines are again possible this morning at both of Houston's two airports. News 88.7's Tom Perumian joins me live now with more on how George Bush Intercontinental and Hobby airports are operating. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. Travelers, you're going to have to get used to long TSA checkpoint lines at Bush and Hobby. That's the latest from the Houston airport system. A shortage of TSA officers means fewer checkpoints are open. At Hobby, it means an hour wait possible. At Bush, upwards of 3 hours during the busiest times, with checkpoints at Terminal A and E the only ones that are operating. The government shutdown is now in its 34th day without any end in sight. Matt?
All right, Tom. Tomorrow is Election Day across Texas. There are 17 constitutional amendments on the ballot this year, which include proposals addressing potential property tax cuts for homeowners and businesses. Also on the ballot is the race to fill Houston's open congressional District 18th seat, which has been without representation for most of this year after the late Sylvester Turner died. He took the seat following the death of Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee. Several candidates are in the running, and you can read about them and the election as a whole at our website, HoustonPublicMedia.org. A new statewide survey finds energy inequity is getting worse across Texas. Our Grayson Bobian has more.
The report from the University of Houston and Texas Southern University underscores the concern among Texans about their rising electricity bills, which are taking up an increasing share of household income. That's especially true during the peak summer months. Here's Gail Buttorf, one of the report's authors, in a recent appearance on Hello Houston.
The fact that two-fifths of Texans reported having some difficulty in the past 12 months paying their energy bills. They also had some difficult choices to make about paying energy bills or paying for other necessities.
Low-income, minority, and rural communities are the most affected, largely due to older housing, inefficient infrastructure, and limited financial flexibility. Urban households, by comparison, benefit from more efficient housing and higher average incomes. I'm Grayson Bobian, News 88.7.
Houston police are investigating after three people died and another person was critically injured after a suspected drunk driver ran a red light over the weekend. This happened early yesterday morning. KHOU reports that this occurred at the intersection of Almeda Road and West Orem Drive. The driver has been charged with intoxication manslaughter. They're currently in the hospital in critical condition. Two of the people who died passed away at the scene, another at the hospital. Authorities are reminding you to take a safe ride home when going out. In sports, the Texans lost to the Denver Broncos 18-15 yesterday. Meanwhile, the Rockets are back on the floor tonight against their in-state rival, the Dallas Mavericks. Houston beat Boston over the weekend 128-101. The college basketball season begins today for the University of Houston's men's team. They take on unranked Lehigh, and they are ranked second in the country to start the season. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.